And you and I have talked about this before. I know you've experienced this when you've referred patients for treatment because they appear to have a mental illness. There is a long wait for some of these patients, and I can only imagine what they go through in that period when they're on a waiting list after they finally come forward and said, I may need help.
It's extremely frustrating. Usually what tends to happen is the family physicians start treatment. But, you know, it's not just a matter of medications. You need to provide support services as well. And there is a very valuable treatment called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, which is available. But you can't get patients in to see psychiatrists, and that's the bottleneck. And I think even if there was more funding, Mark, they mentioned in the article there's only 7 psychiatrists, so you can't. You know, they're seeing patients pretty much all day long. You can't get them to see more patients. So you have to ask, what else can we do in order to have more timely care? Well, I think what we have is we have a pool of psychologists in the city. OHIP doesn't cover psychologists, but what we tend to do is we treat them, and some that have insurance, some that are working for the federal government that have insurance, we send to psychologists to be able to start some behavioral therapy and help them cope with their depression as well. And so that is one avenue that has not been looked at in terms of the government looking at this as an option. But that would, at least in the short term, relieve some of the weight, because treatment is relatively straightforward to establish. There are some psychiatrists. There's one that I use that I will call up and give the patient history. If they have, for example, bipolar disorder or more severe psychiatric illnesses. And they'll give a recommendation as well as what they can do, what I can do to treat them, and follow up that way as a means of getting more rapid access. It's not ideal, but it does help get the patient quicker care.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.